The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Most people are remarkably merciful with their own bad habits. We want to give, extend, receive mercy when we ourselves are doing things that we know we don't really want to be doing, but we reserve mercy or don't necessarily, we're not so ready to give it out to other people. And we're certainly not interested in being merciful to people that we don't have a relationship with. So that's an interesting thing. The farther we get away from ourselves, the less merciful we potentially become. And that's very human of us. We are kind to our procrastination. We forgive our temper. We extend endless grace to our excuses, which is pretty impressive. And, you know, we will say today, you know, I'm just tired. And that is in itself a justification to be giving ourselves mercy. But if you were to look back through eternity, through the ages, you would see that earlier civilizations, instead of saying, I'm just tired, they would say, the gods demanded it, or some version of that. And then we just kind of put to rest whatever it is we were talking about. And obviously, we're going to have mercy because, you know, I'm tired, or the gods wanted it to happen, whatever. So mercy absolutely has its place. I think that we should extend and give mercy to kids and give and extend mercy to elderly people. So people with lower personal agency, because they are just experiencing lower versions of personal agency than regular adults, regular grown-ups. I think that you ought to give mercy to your spouse, because marriage is an awful long conversation conducted by people that aren't the best translators. And we probably should give mercy to our friends too, because a lot of friendships, if you were to actually look at the body of a friendship, it probably wouldn't stand up to a court case or survive in any kind of a courtroom. So those are great opportunities and times that we should be extending mercy to other people. But we all know that many people give mercy not where it is most needed, but where it is most comfortable. Comfort, man, comfort is a killer, isn't it? It is a killer, and often leads to misplaced mercy. People are merciful in our avoidance of things. We're merciful to avoidance. We're merciful to dishonesty, so long as it is mild. We're merciful to habits that keep life pleasantly small. So those stupid things that we do over and over again that keep us stuck right where we are, for some reason, we're merciful to that. And then just shocked that years later, we discover that our lives haven't really changed that much. So that's not wise mercy there, is it at all? But common, and something that I know that I'm certainly guilty of, and it's understandable because mercy feels warm and discipline feels cold. Mercy sits down with you, discipline asks you to stand up, get moving. And so when we offer mercy to the very things that require resistance and resistance to the very people who deserve mercy, we're doing it wrong. So think about how strict a parent can be with their kids and how generous they can be with their own laziness. Again, this is something that I'm perfectly capable of doing. I can yell at my 9-year-old or my 6-year-old about tidying up their room or cleaning up after themselves, But I can go ahead and give myself that grace, that mercy, for not doing the things that I said I was going to do today. So that's not mercy. That is a different form of favoritism. Now, mercy is not blind. Mercy keeps excellent records. It says, I see that you're human, and then it adds, and therefore capable of better. False mercy says only the first half and calls it wisdom. There are plenty of things that don't deserve our mercy at all. Lying should not, we should not extend mercy to lying to ourselves or to others. We should not extend mercy to the habit of postponing that hard thing, because all that happens when we postpone that hard thing is that thing gets bigger and stronger and scarier and all of it. And it just becomes a permanent resident with us. So do not give mercy to that. Do not give mercy to procrastination. Do not give mercy to whatever it is that we're brushing under the rug. So it's not going to soften anything. It's not going to make it better. It will consistently make it worse. I can almost guarantee you that. So the purpose of mercy is not to make life easier. It's to make it livable. When mercy strengthens our character, it is a virtue. When it anesthetizes our responsibility, we are sabotaging ourselves. So I think it's really important to be generous, but not indiscriminate, because being kind is a lot different than being gullible. And if you must be merciless, be so with the habits that are keeping you stuck. Be merciless with those habits. Not with your 9-year-old. Give them a little bit more mercy. So, but what is it really? What is mercy really? It is the deliberate restraint of deserved judgment in service of restoration rather than punishment. So that's a beautiful thing right there. Potentially a really beautiful thing. It's deliberate restraint of deserved judgment. So if somebody did something wrong and the judgment they received, they earned it. But we're going to hold off on that judgment in service of restoring and learning as opposed to punishment. So that is a really beautiful thing. It should be extended appropriately. Key elements, it's deliberate. It's not some emotional softness, the deserved judgment piece. Mercy only exists where consequences are justified. Restraint, mercy is something you can hold back. And then restoration, the aim is strengthening. It's not comforting. That's a really important distinction. So mercy is not the absence of standards. It is standards applied with wisdom. If you looked across religion, if you looked across psychology, if you looked across philosophy, I think that there's four through lines. The first is that mercy is intentional, not reactive. The second is that mercy assumes that standards exist because they have to. The third is that mercy aims at growth and not comfort. And the fourth is that mercy without accountability will be corruptive. It will corrupt. So here's a simple test. Ask yourself this. Does this mercy increase strength, clarity, and responsibility over time? So if I was to extend mercy to myself or someone else, will it increase strength, clarity, and responsibility over time? If the answer is yes, then I think that's mercy. If the answer is no, then it's just avoidance, masquerading as mercy. So as with most things that I do, I want to provide a framework or steps for helping you to actually apply this. So I want to take you through a mercy audit. And the idea just is what deserves mercy and what doesn't. Okay? So we already talked about that mercy is not softness. It is wisdom applied to fallible human beings, which we all are. So step number one, where mercy is usually warranted. And there are plenty of domains where relationships are you're well served by factoring in efficiency, growth, and then looking at that in relation to what punishment should or should not be applied. So with your spouse, your partner, give mercy for emotional misfires. Give mercy to imperfect communication. Give mercy to stress-induced responses. Give mercy to human inconsistency, because these are all features of what it is to be a human being. Do not give mercy for repeated contempt, chronic avoidance of responsibility, weaponized helplessness. Mercy here looks like patience plus truth, not silence. I think we should give mercy to children, give abundant mercy for immaturity, poor judgment, emotional regulation failures, because children are, in fact, in training. They are not standing in front of a jury of their peers. Do not give mercy to kids for dangerous behavior. Do not give mercy for dishonesty. Do not give mercy for that creates fragility, because that's not serving anybody. You want to raise strong, merciful, responsible young people who are self-managers. So helping them understand and put these to work in their life as a young person will help them to deploy it appropriately as a grown-up. And what about you and I? Do you deserve mercy? Do you think that you deserve mercy? Do you already give yourself mercy? How much mercy? Because this is where most people get it wrong. We should give ourselves mercy for making honest mistakes. If we're learning something new, give ourselves mercy as we are going through that learning curve, which exists in all and every human endeavor. Give mercy to yourself when you are falling or when you do fall short while you are trying and doing your best. Do not give yourself mercy for self-deception. Do not give yourself mercy for excuses that are dressed up as compassion. Do not give yourself mercy when you abandon your standards.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Self-mercy should restore strength, not excuse weakness. What about your friends? What about your colleagues? Let's give mercy for occasional acts of selfishness, which take place all the time because these are human beings. Let's give mercy when people have blind spots that they're unaware of. Let's give mercy to people when they have a bad day. Let's not extend mercy when it's just a clear pattern that they're constantly doing. Let's not give mercy when the apology never turns into actually changing behavior. Because repeated mercy without accountability trains people how to treat you. You're training them to walk all over you, to not respect boundaries, to not respect you. Let's keep pushing it up further from ourselves to strangers. I think a default posture towards people that you don't know should be mercy, because we don't know anything about them. You know, there's that beautiful quote that I'm not going to know or be able to pull out right now, that everybody's fighting a war that we can't necessarily see. So when we default to stranger, I have no idea what you've been going through over the past 50 years or 5 minutes. I don't know. So I'm going to, on default, provide mercy, show mercy. But mercy is not equivalent to an obligation. And kindness does not require self-sacrifice on my part. I'm going to be merciful, but not obligated to treat you in a way that would be better simply because you're a stranger. So kindness not require self-sacrifice. So step number two, what gets zero mercy? This is uncomfortable, but highly necessary, because some things must be starved. You want to put out a fire, a lot of different ways to do that. One of the ways is depriving oxygen. So if you try to put a fire out, do not give it any oxygen. Do not soothe it. So Number one are lies, especially lies to yourself, lies that protect comfort, lies that delay responsibility. Truth is the prerequisite for mercy. Second, repeated patterns without effort. Mistakes deserve mercy. Patterns deserve consequences. See, you had a misstep, mercy. You keep doing the same dumb stuff over and over again, you need a consequence, because that is a pattern that must be broken. The third is victimhood as identity. This is not serving anyone. And in a lot of ways, this is a portion or a part of why our society is struggling the way that it is right now. Suffering absolutely deserves compassion. Staying stuck by choice does not. If you identify yourself as the worst thing that ever happened to you, and that's the whole framework for your life, shame on you. No mercy. Be a survivor. Don't be a victim. Don't allow a bad thing to be defining you 10, 5, 50 years later. It's a choice. You get to choose. Choose to be a survivor. Do not make victimhood your identity. Number four is contempt. Contempt poisons relationships. It does not improve with patience. It grows with tolerance. So give no mercy to contempt. Give no mercy to avoiding the difficult things. Procrastination, numbing yourself, engaging in distractive behaviors. Do not give mercy to that. Giving mercy here is how people wake up 10 years later, confused and resentful. Step number three, where you're probably giving mercy when you shouldn't. This is a big opportunity right here. This is the opportunity to really dig in, take a hard look in the mirror, however you like to think about that. Ask yourself this, what behaviors am I protecting? What behaviors am I protecting? What standard or standards am I quietly lowering? And who benefits? Who's benefiting from your mercy in that area? Are you benefiting? Are they? Or is your fear benefiting because you're just soothing? If you can't fall victim to giving mercy to your laziness, you can't give mercy to if you're emotionally volatile all the time. You can't give mercy to, I'm just tired, I'm just busy, I'm overwhelmed. These are not good reasons. These are not good recipients of your mercy. When we're giving mercy to fear, it becomes a betrayal of your future self. You're mortgaging your future by being merciful to bad behavior. If it's over and over and over and over and over again, not just one little thing. Step number four is we have to reframe it. Mercy is not the absence of consequence. It's the presence of hope. So the right question isn't, am I being nice? It's, is this mercy helping this person or myself become stronger? If the answer is yes, if being merciful is helping the person receiving the mercy to grow stronger because of it, move forward. Great. If it's not, if it's enabling, knock it off. No mercy, no quarter. So it is a interesting thing. It popped into my head this weekend, this idea of mercy. And hope you've enjoyed a brief investigation, exploration into it. Invite you to keep going. In the notes of the show here, there will be a link to the worksheet that I just went through. And I think it's a really, really positive thing to figure out, okay, where am I enabling bad behavior? And where and who deserves mercy? Who deserves a little bit more? And am I applying this correctly? Because life is all about trade-offs. When you say yes to one thing, you're saying no to everything else. When you say no, you're still leaving everything, you know, available to you. And we get to choose all the time. Am I going to extend mercy to this person? Am I not? And we'll get better at doing that. The more we do it, the more thoughtful we are. And having a framework for doing that, I think, is a really, really helpful thing. So you'll find that. Everything that I drive at is just all about helping. The idea is to get better so you can live how you want. It's the whole idea of the show, get better, live how you want. The idea is to do your part by doing your best. So how do I become that best possible version of me? How do I ultimately get what I want? How do I have a positive impact? And my newest project, The Meaningful Few, that's what it's all about. It's about helping people to lead less scattered lives. We make these mistakes. It's not because we're lazy. Yes, we're tired, but it's not because we're lazy. And it's not because we're not motivated. It's certainly not because we're broken. It's just that we're so overwhelmed. We are trying to give our best to too many things at once. And when we try to do that, when we try to spread it, we just spread ourselves too thin. We have a prioritization and a choosing problem, because while we make choices all the time, I don't know that we've ever really learned or been taught how to make choices. And simply saying yes or no, that is just super basic. But when we're able to recognize what really does matter to me, what must be done in service of what matters, and then how do I go about doing that, that's the framework that I think too often we just neglect. So The Meaningful Few, it's a framework for helping you to choose. It helps you to get clear on what really matters, what doesn't matter, and then how to align your time, energy, attention, and money around those things that are really deserving of them. So it's not about doing more. It's about doing less and doing less on purpose. So I would invite you to check it out. I'm proud of the work that my team and I have done on this. And you can go to mymeaningfulfew.com. and check out everything that I've been working on over the past couple of years, because it's been quite a project. And again, the idea is to help you do your part by doing your best.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place. With coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.